Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, how can you identify a woman with borderline personality disorder simply from looking at her, without even talking to her? What is the physiognomy of borderline personality disorder in a woman? This is what I want to look at today. But before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube, because they are utterly demonetising me? And leave a like, and leave a comment, and hit the bell button, and all that stuff. And also subscribe on my Substack. That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base stuff I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, first of all, what is borderline personality disorder? Borderline personality disorder is a cluster B dark triad trait, or a condition rather, that crosses over with things like psychopathy and narcissism and Machiavellianism, and it tends to be diagnosed more in women. 75% of those diagnosed are women. It is characterised by highly unstable and extreme moods and poor emotional regulation, a fundamental terror of abandonment and being alone, impulsivity, including sexual risk-taking, substance abuse, binge shopping, that kind of thing, identity disturbance, because you're so anxious you keep wondering who you are, so you change your identity and you change your goals and that sort of thing, chronic feelings of emptiness, a pattern of intense, unstable relationships in which you idealise and de-idealise your partner, so basically you love bomb them and get them addicted, and then you destroy them, and make them feel awful, and this heightens the addiction, and so on. Extreme anger, self-harm and threats of self-harm, and transient dissociation under stress. So basically paranoid psychosis under stress. That is borderline personality disorder. It's extremely damaging. A large percentage of women that are in prison have borderline personality disorder, and in many ways they are kind of like comparable in some respects, almost like female narcissists to female, they are the female expression of dark triad traits. Now, I've done another video in which I look at how you can identify them from a first date, just from talking to them for a couple of hours, but here I want to look at the physiognomy. Now, the physiognomy is there because borderline personality is at least 50% genetic. The fathers of girls with borderline personality disorder tend to have borderline traits, and the mothers of girls with borderline personality disorder tend to have these kinds of traits, and also tend to have things like depression and anxiety. And so this is expressed in an environment, in a genetic environment combination. And because it's partly genetic, it's going to be expressed in the physical nature of the person, because it's something that's developed at a very early stage, a gestational stage, so it will be expressed, the way that the brain has gone wrong, and there is evidence, by the way, that borderlines are higher in mutational load than average. They are higher in various physical illnesses than average, indicating mutational load. Something's gone wrong in the brain, and this is expressed in the body. Now, there are a number of studies on this. First of all, identifying mental disorder from the face of women with borderline personality disorder. What this shows is that in laboratory conditions, people can identify the face of a woman with borderline personality disorder at greater than chance would predict. So there must be it must be evolutionarily adaptive to be able to identify them, because obviously you have to interact with them and whatever, and it would be in your interests to be able to work out who has and who hasn't got borderline personality, who is and who isn't going to potentially cuckold you, who is and who isn't going to potentially just, you know, break your heart or whatever, or be a very unstable and antisocial person. So it would make sense that we would have evolved to be able to identify them at more than chance would predict. And this is indeed the case. We can identify them at greater than chance would predict. What is it that we are identifying? That's not clear. It seems to be all kinds of subtle traits. So when you ask people, one of the things they focus on is the eyes. So they take the view that there's something peculiar with the eyes. But there's some kind of strange stare that implies hyperarousal, perhaps, or being dissociated and thus looking vacant, something of that kind. But that's the first thing, that we seem to be able to identify them at greater than chance would predict. What are the actual minor physical abnormalities that they express? Well, there's a paper on this called Minor Physical Abnormalities in Patients with Bipolar 1 Disorder. Bipolar 1 Disorder correlates quite strongly with borderline personality disorder, and often people that actually have borderline personality disorder are diagnosed with bipolar 1 and related conditions. Now, what you find is that these women tend to have minor physical abnormalities of the feet, And in particular, a large gap between their big toe and the next toe. The toe might be curved inwards as well. So that's another minor physical abnormality that's associated with it, and then that will fill the gap, as it were, between the toes. They tend to have a steepled palate, so the mouth is a kind of almost all a steeple, a sort of a triangular shape. So basically, problems with the mouth, problems with dentition, and a furrowed tongue. So a tongue that would be a sort of a triangular sort of shape with furrows on it. Now, this would be noticed in things like, presumably, I assume, things like kissing, that such a girl would not like kissing. She wouldn't enjoy French kissing because she'd have this weirdly small mouth internally, this strange shaped mouth. So these are the key physical markers. In addition, such women will tend to have a wider upper face, a relatively wide upper face, relatively prominent cheekbones, and a relatively narrow lower face. So I hope that makes sense. So these are the physical traits. In addition, there is evidence that we would expect them to be relatively good-looking, relatively attractive. Now, in terms of their face. Why is this the case? Well, there's a very interesting study called Borderline Traits in Attractive Women and Low Attractive Men Are Relatively Favoured by the Opposite Sex. And what this shows is that essentially, when a woman is good looking, men do not mind that she is mentally unstable and has borderline personality. So they literally find the borderline personality woman who is good looking more attractive than they do controls. They favour borderline traits in good-looking women. Now, the reason, whereas borderline traits are favoured in ugly men, or not particularly attractive men, not amazingly attractive men, by women. Now, why would that be the case? Well, men and women pursue slightly different evolutionary strategies. A man can have sex with as many women as he can get away with, hope that some of the offspring survive. He can pump and dump. So he's not particularly selective. And if he is selective, what he will select for is youth and beauty. A woman operates a different strategy. She will be pregnant. She needs someone to look after her. So she will sexually select for status in a man. More than she will for looks. And if he has status, he will have resources and he will be able to look after her and look after the offspring. The result is that what women will sexually select for is status, and they don't care so much about looks. And there's evidence that being dark triad, being a psychopathic man, is associated with masculinity, is associated with being physically tough, but is also associated ultimately with status, with very high status. So therefore, women sexually select, and they don't care so much about looks. Men do the opposite. They care less about personality because they don't care if she's going to cuckold them or she's going to, you know, pump, and because they can just have lots of other women. So they care less about personality, and they care more about youth and beauty. So they are prepared to trade kindness, lovingness, loyalty, basically pro-social traits in women for the woman being good-looking. So it follows that antisocial traits in women would end up being weakly associated with being good-looking. So it further follows that having borderline personality would end up being weakly associated with being good-looking. And in men, having those kinds of traits would be weakly associated, of course, with status, so the and possibly with not being particularly good-looking. So with the opposite. So you can see in evolutionary terms, called pleiotropy, the way these things become bundled together. So men are making this trade-off, and therefore what you would find is that and there's things that would militate against this, such as I said, women who have borderline personality tend to be elevated in mutational load because we would have kind of selected against, across time, being antisocial, and we would select in favour of being pro-social. So therefore, mutation would be associated with being antisocial and having borderline personality, hence the minor physical abnormalities. But this would be very subtle because, on the other hand, being a good-looking woman and being antisocial, having borderline personality, would have very, very weakly become clumped together, at least in a certain subgroup of women. So those are the key traits to look for in women. I mean, you're not I'm sure the association is quite weak, but that means that at the extremes, you're going to get manifestations of it, i.e. a woman who is extremely good looking is more likely to have borderline personality disorder. And she's also more likely to have certain subtle physical abnormalities, which I have already listed. So I hope this is a bit of interest. And of course, I hope this demonstrates to you that borderline personality is not a girl who's been abused as a child. Because if it was, then it wouldn't be expressed. It wouldn't be 50% or so genetic, and it wouldn't be expressed in things like physical abnormalities and in subtleties with regard to the nature of the face. This is something that is significantly genetic. OK, thank you very much, and tally-ho, and goodbye!
Are you ready for the future of the West?